You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I'm going to be talking to you today about a feature called Gemoji. I know. There's so many different emoji, Memoji, Gemoji. Thanks to Apple. I know. I hear you, but that's what I'm here for. I'm going to explain what Gemoji is and how that's different from other emojis that you find throughout your iOS. Now, this is a really kind of a nifty kind of feature that I'm starting to like quite a bit. So, all of you probably are familiar with emoji, right? So, emojis are little characters, little design, this little artwork. It's very small, and that you can put into your messages and to your WhatsApp and all sorts of different variety of ways of communication. So, you can send a little picture of something. So, usually they're kind of basic stuff like cows and food things like tomatoes, and you probably know more of the popular ones like a smiley face emoji or something, or heart eyes emoji and things like that. Red heart, those are emojis, and I know there's plenty of those emojis, right? There's like a thousand of these things, right? However, sometimes you're going to find that there isn't quite the emoji that you want. Let's just say I want a mouse wearing sunglasses giving a thumbs up. You're probably not going to find that emoji, but now we are able to design and customize your own emoji called Gemoji. That allows you to create any emojis that you want to your heart consent. The sky is the limit of what you can create, but I'll show you some quirks and some setbacks that you're not going to be able to generate with the Gemoji. Now, before we head on, Gemoji is one of those things that you are going to be needing some new devices to make this work. Oh, I hear a lot of ohs out there. I get it. I'm with you. These devices, you must have devices that will support Apple Intelligence. So those are devices as like the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. You will also have to have the iOS 18.2 and newer to be able to take advantage of this. And not only do you need Apple Intelligence may not be available in all countries. So at this time of podcast, you may want to kind of consult and look up, see if your country is participating in the Apple Intelligence. Plus, one more thing you have to have is access to the Image Playground. No, this is not a recess area where you go and play in a playground. Image Playground is also a new feature. That is what Gemoji is going to be using. So Image Playground allows you to create images based on prompts to create fascinating images. That'll be for entirely a different podcast. I'll be going over Image's Playground app itself. That is a standalone app. So if you're new to the Apple Intelligent world and you do have those devices that supports Apple Intelligent, let me show you how to set this up. So for those that have already set this up, great. So let's follow along. For those that have not, we are going to head over to your settings app. That's where we need to go first to enable Apple Intelligent, because these are the one of the two things you'll have to have turned on before you can use Gemoji.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Let's go ahead and do one finger double tap on that to open that up.
Settings.
And now what we are going to be looking for, we're looking for Apple Intelligent in Siri. So you'll need to swipe to the right until you get to Apple Intelligent Siri button.
Apple Intelligence and Siri button.
Let's give that a whirl. One finger double tap, open that item up.
Beta.
Now, in my case, it says beta. Now, it is possible you are listening to the podcast a little bit later. At this time, Apple Intelligent and Image Playground are still in beta. Even though it's out in 18.2 and newer, it may still be in beta. But if you don't hear the word beta, have no worry. That probably means it's out of beta. But anybody that has access to Apple Intelligent can play with Apple Intelligent even when it's in beta. I'm going to go to the top half here with four fingers.
Settings, back button.
What that does, it focus the element at the top left. where you have the back button. Now, we're going to swipe to the right through the various Apple Intelligence section until I get to the Apple Intelligence on or off, give you the option to turn that on or off.
Beta. Apple Intelligence and Siri. Heading. A personal intelligence system integrated deeply into your iPhone, apps, and Siri. Learn more. Link. Apple Intelligence. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
There she is. Now, in my case, it's already turned on. You'll have to do one finger double tap to turn that option on. Now, if it's for the first time and it's off, you'll have to double tap that, and it probably will ask you to be placed on a waiting list. That is because they're trying to allow as many people they can at a time so it doesn't over-inundate the servers. But you should get granted access pretty quickly within a couple of days. Once you have access to it, then this option will be turned on. Now, there's one more thing we need to set and get you set up before we can use the Gemoji. I'm going to head out of here and go back to my home screen.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
Now, what we're looking for is the Playground app. Now, I mentioned this before, the Image Playground. It is a standalone app that you will find on your device. I'm going to go to my Playground here.
Playground. Double tap to open.
And we are going to open this up. Now, when you open up this for the very first time, you're going to get a screen that says, would you like to be placed on a waiting list? You'll have to do this one as well. So there's two separate waiting lists. Now, this one takes a little bit longer to get in, but nonetheless, go ahead and put yourself on the waiting list. Now, typically, it should give you a notification we have been allowed, but go back every so often. Maybe the end of the day, maybe tomorrow, and the next day, whatever. Just keep tapping on Playground until you get the option to that you can create images through the Playground.
Playground. Done. Dimmed. Button. Describe an image or add a suggestion from the list.
When you hear those following items, that means you have access to the Playground. And voila, we are now done. So now we have access to the Apple Intelligence, and now we have access to the Playground. Now, I mentioned before, the Gemoji is kind of tied in with the Playground. Now, as I mentioned before, this Image Playground, I'm going to be doing a separate podcast that'll explain what this does. And this is quite fascinating as well. Now, Gemoji works in pretty much any text field. So if you have any text field in those apps, whatever you might have interest in. So in my case, I'm going to show you a demonstration of messages. And we're going to send a message to Michael Hansen in this case. But the point is that you once you have the text field selected and you double tap on that text field, you have the keyboard that pops up. And you probably are familiar with that. And at the bottom left, you typically have numbers and symbols and an emoji. That is where the Gemoji lives. So let's go back out of here and head over to messages.
Playground. Double tap to open. Messages. Double tap to open.
I'm going to head over here, double tap that to open up.
Messages. Filters. Back button.
I'm going to look for Michael Hansen.
Michael Hansen. 12:37 p.m. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So in your case, find a person that you want to send the Gemoji. And of course, as I mentioned, this works in mail, any text field. That could be WhatsApp and whatnot. But in this example, I'm going to pick Michael Hansen here.
Messages. Michael Hansen.
And I'm going to head over to the message field.
Message. iMessage. Text field. Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Mentions. Text effects.
Now I'm going to do one finger double tap to get into that text field.
Message. Text field.
Now, the keyboard should pop up. And now if you're familiar with the keyboard, it shows up on the bottom one third of your screen. So this is going to be in the same case for emoji. And I'll explain why I bring this up. But nonetheless, we got to get into the emoji section. So at the bottom left hand of the keyboard layout.
Emoji. Double tap and hold. Then drag up to select another keyboard.
Is the option to emoji. Now, for those that are familiar with this area, this is how you insert the variety of emojis. One finger double tap.
Message. Text field. Is editing. iMessage. Character mode.
Let's go back to the bottom left.
Emoji. English. US. Double tap and hold. Then drag up to select another keyboard.
So we are now in the emoji area. If you're not familiar with it, this is where you can find all the various basic emojis that are available. There's thousands of them. Now, the thing is about this keyboard when it comes to the emoji area, if you swipe left and right, you're going to see that you're going to be swiping for days. I mean, there's so many swiping to do. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to do Touch Explorer. So, you're going to have to put your finger on the screen itself and kind of explore the area. And then we're looking at the one-third at the bottom half of your phone, as I mentioned before. Now, one of the easiest way to get to the search of the emojis is at the bottom left is that little keyboard layout that tells you that you're in the US. If you tap on that and then just drag your finger up along the left side of the screen, you'll eventually get to the search area. So let me give you an example of that.
Emoji, English, US, bagel, genmiji, flamingo, genmiji, baguette, 5, describe an emoji, text field. Double tap to edit.
There's a text field where you can do a search for emojis. What we want to go from here is to the right.
New Genmoji button.
Voila, there is the new Genmoji. Now, is there another way to do that going from the left side? Yeah, you can go to the bottom right and then go up to the right side and you'll eventually find the new Genmoji button. Let's go ahead and double tap that.
Emoji search hidden.
All right, so now I am going to focus the top half of the screen here with 4 fingers.
Cancel button.
Where we have the cancel button. It was at the top left-hand corner. Now, as you swipe to the right.
New Genmoji beta, heading.
Now, once again, this says beta. Now, at some point later on, if you're hearing this podcast and you don't hear the word beta, no worries. It means it's finally out of beta. But I'd imagine it'll be in beta for some time. Go to the right.
Add dimmed button.
We have the add button. It's dimmed out right now. So that is how you're going to add the Genmoji to the message or the text field that you have entered or that you want to place the Genmoji in. Now, if you go to the right here.
Image, pink and gray text against a white background. One a few words or street describes yo.
Essentially, this is an image placeholder. So this is where your Genmoji is going to be generated. Now it's being generated all by AI and it's privately on your device. That's the beautiful part about using Apple Intelligence, that everything you create and generate is on your device. Only nobody gets that. And it doesn't get uploaded to somewhere that we don't know and being collected, whatever not. So to the right of that.
Text field is editing. Insertion point at start. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
It's the text field. That is your prompt box. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on that.
Insertion point at end.
What do I mean by a prompt box? Prompt is something that we use in AI. Prompting means you are going to define exactly what you want. And you got to be very specific how you want to say things. So you got to make it very clear to it. So the prompting is everything. This is the most important thing here. So as I mentioned before, I am going to create a Genmoji of a mouse with sunglasses giving a thumbs up. So we're going to do just that. So I'm going to use dictation here to initiate dictation, which is a two-finger double tap or a magic tap to initiate dictation. Or if you prefer to use your keyboard or the keyboard layout, well, it's there at the bottom one-third of your screen. Go ahead and type that in. So let me go ahead and do this. Mouse. Wearing sunglasses, given a thumbs up.
Inserted mouse wearing sunglasses, given a thumbs up.
Excellent. Now, a couple of things to notice here. If you swipe to the right here.
Submit button.
There is a submit button. It's not required, but I like to just do the dictation. And then once I do the dictation, I go to the top. So if you remember, 4 finger tap towards top half of the screen.
Cancel. Button.
Where we had the cancel button. Now swipe to the right.
New Genmoji beta, heading, add button.
Now notice it says add button. It's not dimmed anymore. That's right. Now a couple of things after you do the dictation or the submit button, it does take a few seconds to be able to generate the image or the Genmoji that you have just created. Now, typically, the older the device, the slower it's going to be, not too horribly so. And then newer devices, it's going to be quicker and instantaneous. So it's really depends on your device. So be patient. It typically takes about, I don't know, 3 to 5 seconds, maybe at the max, and then it comes up with options. Yes, it gives you more than one option. So let's go to the right here.
Image, an illustration of an animal wearing sunglasses.
Now, here's the kicker. It's one of those quirks. Sometimes, I know, right? It doesn't really say a mouse with sunglasses giving a thumbs up, right? It just says an animal. Well, I promise you that first image is what you want. I've had done this several times and had somebody cited to take a look at this. So at some point, I hope that Apple will give us a little better, clear information. And some, it's like they need to use Apple Intelligence to give us a little better description of that. So that is the typical image when it tries to explain to you. Now, given that, there's a couple things I do also want to note to you. Give you a note to give you a heads up. Not only does it create one image, but it also creates a number of images for you to look at and ponder which one you want. Now, obviously, in my case, I'm completely blind. I have no sight. So these things aren't going to be that useful to me, but I do know the first one is always the right one. So let's get an additional help. I'm going to see if this works. It's another feature that comes along, which is due for another podcast as well. And that is having ChatGPT integrated with your Apple Intelligence so that it gets integrated into Siri. One of the cool new features is it is able to look at your screen. So I'm going to do just that. What's on my screen?
Do you want me to send the screenshot to ChatGPT?
Yes, please.
Your screen shows a Genmiji creation interface where you're customizing icons. You have an image of a mouse wearing sunglasses and giving a thumbs up gesture. The text input section is suggesting phrases starting with E wearing sunglasses and giving a Thursday, possibly related to creating or describing the Genmiji. That was from ChatGPT. Check important info for mistakes.
So that just verifies that the image did see that particular image. It is a mouse with sunglasses giving a thumbs up. Now, given that, there are other images that it tries to reproduce it. Now, typically, once you get a little bit further, it does give you a little variation. Sometimes, like in this example, you're going to see it totally goes way off whack.
Image, an illustration of a white cat wearing sunglasses.
Where did the cat come in this picture, right? What happened to the mouse? Well, that's one of those things. Now, if you did something like that with a cow, it might come up with a cow. It might come up with the next image of a cow with spots on it. So it's kind of a hit and miss, but you can always depend on that handy dandy first one. Now, typically it will give you probably 3 or 4 results. So you can keep swiping to the right to see the different images that it provided to you. Now, if none of this looks right and you still don't like it, you can go back down to that text field and prompt it to something a little different. So maybe you need just a little bit more of a description to get the exact picture you want. Nonetheless, now there are 2 options to add this to the text field. So in this case, it's message. Remember, there's the add button at the top right, or I can just go back to the first image.
Image, an illustration of an animal wearing sunglasses.
You do a 1-finger double tap on that.
Image, emoji search, message, text field, is editing, a mouse wearing sunglasses and giving a thumbs up.
Okay, so there she is. She is now in the message itself. You can add any text you want to it. Oddly enough that I didn't realize that if you leave it at the standalone, it's a little bigger of an icon. So the person that you send it to, if they have any vision, they'll see a little bit bigger of that Genmoji. However, if you start texting something and say, check out my new Genmoji with it, it's going to make it a little bit smaller, but still recognizable. And so that is the message and that is set in there. Now, the other quirk that you heard there is that it didn't tell me this in Genmoji. Typically, if I say smiling eyes emoji, it'll say smiling eyes emoji, and it actually is emoji. So you'd be able to tell that's an emoji. However, maybe it's one of those things that'll be coming up in future updates that they'll probably clarify that is a Genmoji, so it's not just a word just spelled out there. And now I'm ready to send that off, and then Michael will see this Genmoji. He'll probably be scratching his head. A mouse wearing sunglasses with a thumbs up. Interesting, Tom. Well, nonetheless, you get the idea how that works. Now, what are some of the limitations? Some of the limitations you need to know about. Any copyrighted things, objects, or anything like that. So if I had a cow wearing a Mickey Mouse ears, well, unfortunately, Mickey Mouse ears is copyrighted. So anything that's copyrighted, you're not going to be able to use it. It just won't generate. It'll just come up with an error or a message that lets you know that you need to do a new prompt. That's the same for any characters. So if you know any cartoon characters like Snoopy or Mickey Mouse, those won't work either. A couple other things I found that it does not like creating images of people. So I'll just say a man wearing mouse ears or a man giving a thumbs up. It might give you a little bit of a problem with that too. So it's very specific. Another thing I found out, anything that's mythical like dragons, for some reason it just creates something, but it's not really a dragon. I know, it's strange. So there are some caveats and some drawbacks in being able to use the Gemoji. Now, obviously, this is new and it just came on, so this is a new feature. I imagine this is going to get better over time, but nonetheless, I'm having a ball with this. Now, there's one more thing I do want to point out to you. What happened to the Gemoji? Can I use that again? Yes, you can. So let me show you where you are able to find that.
A mouse wearing sunglasses.
When you're back into that text field at any time, any place, remember the emoji button at the bottom left when the keyboard pops up? Go back into that.
Emoji. Double tap and hold, then drag up to select another keyboard.
One finger double tap that.
Message. Text field.
Now, go back to the bottom left.
Emoji. English. US. Double tap and hold, then drag up to select another keyboard.
Where you find that keyboard. Now, from here, go left.
Flags.
These are the emoji categories, and one we're looking for is called stickers. It's very far left.
Symbols. Objects. Travel and play. Activity. Food and drink. Animals and smileys and people. Recents. Selected. Stickers.
Once you find the stickers, double tap that to make sure it's selected. Now, in my case, it's already selected. Now, we're going to go to the bottom left again.
Emoji. English. US. Double tap and hold.
And then do the touch explorer along the left side until you find the search area.
Emoji. Describe an emoji. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Now, go right of here.
New Gemoji. Button.
And to the right.
New sticker. Button.
Voila, now we're here in the new stickers area. Go to the right.
Gemoji. A cow wearing sunglasses wearing roller skates on. 3.
Now that's something I've done before. There's a cow with his sunglasses, but he's wearing roller skates.
Gemoji. A pink flamingo with tap shoes. 4.
Yep, I've done that. Pink flamingo with tap shoes.
Gemoji. A mouse wearing sunglasses and giving a thumbs up. 1.
There she is. Do one finger double tap that, and that will insert that Gemoji onto your text field. Are you getting pretty excited about this Gemoji? I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I would use this all month that much. I didn't use emoji all that much. But now that I create my Gemoji, I can be very specific and customize it perfectly what I want to express. And it has opened up my eyes to a whole new realm of creativity. It's an exciting time. I love the Gemoji. And I hope that this podcast helped you to understand what Gemoji is, how to access it, and how to create your own Gemoji. Now, I'd be really curious if you guys would come to AppleViz, come to this particular podcast and leave a comment of all the things you created with Gemoji. I am very curious what kind of creative minds we have out there and what kind of cute and funny things you come up with so that I can steal your idea. Anyway, that is how to use Gemoji. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at AppleViz.com. AppleViz, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.appleviz.com.